This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Fairmont Park Racetrack. Race day at Fairmont Park, actually.
Yeah.
How you been doing, Brian?
I've been doing very well.
Well, last week we didn't have a show because I felt like someone was going to do the show and whatever. And we got a lot of messages saying, hey, where the hell are you and all that.
So. Yeah. The people were very angry.
Well, folks, just simmered down. I think I'm back at the helm here. I'll get this thing rolling, and with my trusty man next to me here, Brian. So, you know, we'll make it happen. We'll make it happen. We got a big lineup here for this coming Saturday at Fairmont Park. We're going to have eight races, and then we're going to have the Kentucky Derby. And, you know, the Kentucky Derby, man, you got 20 horses out there. Even their long shot horses, Brian, are like, you know, they're kick-ass horses too. So this is going to be a tough field, but I think I've narrowed it down to four horses that I like here, okay? But in any case, let's start off with our first race at Fairmont Park. Hey, any countries out there we want to give a shout out to? You always do that.
Well, I mean, I actually haven't looked at the numbers in a little while, but are the geographic location of where our listeners are coming from. But as you always know, we enjoy the tiny island nation of Mauritius. They always give
They're
us
a big
some
fan
love,
of us.
Give us some love. But of course, most of our listeners come from the United States, the Canada, and the UK.
Yeah, it's amazing that people listen to our show from abroad.
Yeah.
I mean, we got
across oceans.
Yeah. Yeah. We got Canadians. We got Ireland.
Yeah. They couple downloads from them. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's beautiful. Good stuff.
Beautiful. All right, folks, let's get to our first race here at Fairmont Park. And we got a maiden claiming 4,000. And first race, maiden claiming four. You know what? That's kind of tough starting the whole race day with a maiden claiming 4,000. I'm telling you, if you're getting psyched up for the Kentucky Derby where you're going to try to break that shit down, try to break this down first. Maiden claiming 4,000. By the way, if you didn't know that, Brian, maiden claiming means horses that haven't won a race. All right? They're still looking for that diploma.
Yeah.
All right? So this is like bottom of the barrel maiden claiming. I think the bottom of the barrel to us is like maiden claiming state bred. Illinois state bred, not so good. Not so good.
All right.
All right. So our first race here is a maiden claiming 4,000. And I went with the My Pest Pal here. And that's a Steve Manley, Uriel Lopez. This horse is going off at 2-1, gelding 4-year-old. And I just think that with this camp here, Manley Lopez, I think this is the one that really gets my eye here. I'm hooked on this one, My Pest Pal. And I just think that's run 6250 up at Hawthorne for maiden claiming tag. I just think right here, this is where this horse gets on the scoreboard here and gets this one to the finish line. I'm going with the three horse on top here, and that's my best pal, or not my best pal, my best pal with Manly and Lopez. And then I'm going with the six horse to follow that up, and that is Unspoken Valor. Unspoken Valor, and that's also Steve Manley, and that's Victor Bailon here. And last time out, matter of fact, let's switch this around. It's my show. I can switch things around, right?
Yes, you can.
And I'm going with the six on top. I'm sorry, the six on top here, and that is Unspoken Valor. Last time out, lost by a neck, and I think that he gets the job done here. It already ran on the 19th. January 4th. So the horse is broken this year. I like this horse on top. Unspoken Valor, Steve Manley, Victor Bailon at the helm, followed by Manley and Lopez. So that's what I got. I got a 6-3 here, and I couldn't really pick another one to save my life. But if I did, I'd pick the one horse. I picked the one horse here, Crafty Attack, and that's James Childress with Elizabeth Thurman. And this horse is making a big drop here, claiming 4,000. And I think Elizabeth can bring this home, bring this horse home here at 7-2. I like it, 7-2. This is a good line here, and I'm jumping on board for 6-3-1. That's my first race for Saturday matinee racing. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of people out there, man.
I would imagine so.
And I'm telling you right now, the girls that come out for Fairmount Park for Kentucky Derby, outrageously great looking.
Well, there you go.
Great looking. So, anyway, and by the way, I've been losing some weight.
I've noticed.
I've lost a lot of weight, and I'm losing weight. You kind of got me on that road, by the way.
Oh, friend. I know.
Yeah, you got me on that. I mean, God bless you. You got your own site, too, don't you?
Yeah.
What's that called?
CrocsInTheKitchen.com, or you can find all of our stuff at YouTube.com/CrocsInTheKitchen.
I tell you what, folks, I've watched it, and I kind of dig it, and it's kind of like average people just trying to lose weight and telling you how to do it. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. Let's move on to the second race here, Brian, and this is another maiden claiming race. Another tough one, I got to tell you. And I went with the four horse here, and they'll have to chase this one down. Summer Passport, who gets in the front duel last time out against Christmas Cookie. And Christmas Cookie put on a clinic, and Christmas Cookie is in the later races too, so we'll get to that one. But I think it's going to be Summer Passport's day here, and Summer Passport is Dwayne Wells with Simpson on board. And finds an easier trip, I think in this case right here, I think it's going to be in the front. I just don't see, you know what, if we do have bad weather too, I heard there's going to be some rain and all that. Look for the front runners here, my friends, because it is very hard at Fairmount Park to track down a horse on top here by 3-4 lengths. It's just very damn difficult, and tradition-wise, history-wise, I mean, you won't see it. I mean, you'll see the front runners hanging on. So we got Summer Passport, and that's if it's sloppy. I really think we're looking for rain and all that, and we haven't recovered really well from this last storm we had. So I think Saturday, if it rains, it's going to turn sloppy really quick. But I got Summer Passport on top, and then I'm going with the five horse. And that's Sonny Kitten, Uriel Lopez. And this one's dropping down a little bit here. Ran a mile last time out. Did okay, but you know what? We're not running a mile here. We're running, a 5.5 furlong. So, you know, throw that out the door. Sloppy on track, two races back. Well, this is like 2018 as well. Maiden claiming at Mountaineer. Ran fifth, and you know what? I just think Sonny Kitten will have enough to take a second place here. Then I went with the three-horse narrowing way, and that is Rattana. And Rattana's on, and that's Dwayne Wells. So last time out, took on Christmas cooking. Christmas cookie, like I said, put on a clinic last time out and got its diploma and won by 18 links. Wow, that's a lot. But I just don't think narrowing way here is the way to go for me. I'm going with the four horse on top. 4-5-3, that's my play for race number two at Fairmount Park. All right. Hey, now let's move on to the third race. Third race, we got allowance optional claiming, $12,500. And I'm going with Durango Kid. Durango Kid. And that's Victor Bailon at the helm with Harry Lynch. And this horse is coming in from Laurel Park. Last time out, ran allowance optional claiming at Laurel Park. And that was last year, by the way. Okay, so let's throw that in there. Let's be fair here. And also ran allowance optional claiming $50,000 at Laurel. But Harry Lynch has got this horse. And Harry's worked this horse on a April 19th, breezing, and a bullet workout. And April 19th, April 27th, I mean. April 27th had a real good workout, a bullet workout, one out of 18. And April 6th had another bullet workout. This horse has adjusted well here. I'm looking for Durango Kid to make a statement here at 4-1. Morning line. I think this horse will go down a little bit here. I like the three horse on top. And, you know, people are jumping on this Christmas cookie, which they should be. But you know what? It ran a claiming 15,000 to life, and it ran a maiden claiming 4,000. Maiden claiming 4,000, that, like I said, that's bottom. That's bottom barrel there. And won by 18 and a half lengths. Then they moved it up to claiming 15,000, non-winners of two lifetime, and it won by 4.5. Respectable. I'm not saying anything about that. But you know what? I like this Cat's Runaway. This Cat's Runaway, who's been, you know, running open, condition, claiming 10,000, 12,000. It's bringing a better portfolio in my book, my friend. So I'm going with a 3-6-4. You could turn that around to 3-4-6, but I like the 3 on top here with a box 4-6. Okay, that's what I got. That's what I got for a third race. Our allowance optional claiming. It's gonna be a pretty good race. It's gonna be a pretty good race. All right. So let's move on to race number four. Race number four here. We've got allowance optional claiming 5,000. And we're looking at the five horse here. And the five horse is Gable's Appeal, and that's Scotty Becker and Victor Bailon. And last time out in April, wow, won by three and a quarter, allowance optional claiming up at Hawthorne. You know what? I like it. I like it a lot here, and it fits right in this mold here. And Becker, and last time I did the show too, I took a little heat from more people messaging me. How didn't you mention Scotty Becker? Of course, Scotty Becker to me is the best among the trainers out there. And then you got the pack that follows it. Okay, I'm going to take a little heat on that, but I don't give a shit. I'm just telling you, Scotty Becker's my guy, and Scotty Becker's got this one going in the right direction here. Gable's Appeal with Victor Bailon. And if anyone out there is saying, oh, well, he gets the best horses. Well, you know what? This guy's taking horses all around the country. He was at Golden Gate too, okay? So he wasn't waving, I'm a Sturridge camp. They don't care up at Golden Gate in San Francisco and all that. You know, I mean, this guy has taken good horses all around, and he's done fairly well. So, yeah, I got Scotty Becker on top here with Gable's Appeal, Victor Bailon on top of this one. And we're going to follow that up with Vilo Maria, and that's the... I think that's the two horse. Let's check it out. Yes, Vilo Maria is Juan Molina on the helm with Robert Pompel, the trainer. And this horse is going off at 2-1. And last two outings, it's run three times in 2019 already. So this horse has finished second by a half, 1x8, 1x2. I think this horse is going to be a live product here. I like Vilo Maria. I like these two in a good exacta here. Exacta box these two, my friend. So we got the 2, and we've got the 5. How about that? 2-5, 5-2, boom. We got ourselves a winner here, my friends. All right. So now we're moving on, just strolling down to race number 5. Race number 5. By the way, the third place horse, just in case you guys wanted to play it, I had the 3 horse here, Acrobatic Alley, and that's Butler Arietta going off at 5-1. I don't think there's going to be much money on the trifecta there, so I didn't really talk about it too much. Fifth race, we've got a 5.5 furlong and maiden, not so special weight because they changed it up, but we got the 2 horse on top here. And the 2 horses, WW Put and Take. And that's Victor Baylon. Oh, guess what? Scotty Becker. Scotty Becker, my friends. And what a workout it had. I mean, out of 36 on April 6th, ran a bullet and comes back to Fairmont Park on a maiden special weight. Gets second by nose. I think... the one that beat him was part of the camp too, and that's Caleb the Great. But now it's time for this one to get its diploma, and Scotty Becker puts up WW Put and Take, and Victor Baylon. They go to the winner's circle here, my friends, the 2 horse, and that's going off at 8-5, followed by, I'm going to say, let's go with the 7. Let's go with the 7. And that's Tiz Hoppin. One time, one start out, and that was a maiden special weight. And Tiz Hoppin had the lead, just faded, blew a gasket at the end there. And I think the horse comes back here, improves, but still, I don't think it's anywhere near WW Put and Take here. So I got a 2. Don't box this one, all right? Make this a 2-7. 2-7, play it flat, all right? That's what I got on this one, 2-7. And for third place, I got no one. I got no one. Forget third place. Let's just make you money, okay? That's what it's all about. And I got the 2 on top, followed by 7. All right. So moving on here. Moving on to the 6th race. Hey, did you catch that last episode of Game of Thrones?
Yes, I did.
What a hell of a battle scene, man.
It was definitely something to behold.
They said that battle scene was... in cinemas, the longest battle scene ever.
Yeah. The longest before that was like 40 minutes.
Which one was that?
Helm's Deep from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, I didn't get into that. I mean, those big goony-looking things were dying so easy in the Lord of the Rings, and I didn't get into that, you know? If you look like a goon like that, you should last, you know?
Yeah.
Now, the one that I liked was Braveheart. It wasn't that long. It was like 10, 15 minutes maybe. But, man, it was like shit was flying everywhere. You had swords going here. You had boom. I mean, there was a lot of action going everywhere there.
All over the place.
That's right. 6th race. We've got a 1 mile. We got a 1 mile. And I got to tell you, I'm jumping back on Showbiz Star. I know Showbiz Star, I know last year I picked for Showbiz Star. I just remember last year. So, sorry, I had a little flashback. But Showbiz Star is my horse here with Don Martin. I got the horse is going off at 5-2. You know, Don gets our thumbs up here. With Arietta. You know what? I'm not saying go crazy on this one, all right? But I think Don's going to have this horse ready. Don Martin will have this horse. Arietta will... do everything he can. I think the one horse Showbiz Star here stands out with me at 5-2, followed by Mr. Ticker. Mr. Ticker, where are you, Mr. Ticker? Mr. Ticker Talker. I got to tell you, Mr. Ticker Talker, and that's a Durham, and Durham likes to go the distance, all right? Durham likes the distance, and I think this is the type of horse that anytime you look at distance, my friends, you got to look at combinations, all right? Durham likes to go long. He's got a real solid jockey here. I wouldn't be shocked if this horse beats my Showbiz Star, But I'm telling you right now, it's Mr. Ticker Talker with a showbiz star, or vice versa. I think these two will battle it out. I like it. I like it. All right. We got a 5-1 or a 1-5. All right. And for our trifecta, let's throw in Jaguar Ridge. Jaguar Ridge. And that is Gerald Butler with Javier Diego. And I don't know if he'll want to take the front. I don't know if he could hold the front here. But, yeah, Jaguar Ridge has faced some mean horses in the past. So, I don't know. He's not going to be intimidated, but I don't see him winning this race either. So, I got a 1-5-4 or a 5-1-4. That's what I got. That's what I got on this one, my friends. Let's move on to race number 7. Race number 7, we got an allowance 6 furlong. Allowance race going 6 furlongs. And like our man Jay Randolph would say, we got a real competitive field here. All right? So we got a real competitive field. I agree with you on this one, Jay. But the one that stands out here is the 6-horse Dandy Gal. Dandy Gal with Scotty Becker, with Victor Bailon. And I think Scotty's got 2 in here. Let me see. Yeah, he's got the 4-horse here, 3-1, WW Cookie Monster. I don't think he's going to run this one, because I rarely ever see a Becker with a Rattana. All right, so I think he just threw a name out there. I think this horse is going to be scratched. I don't see this horse running. I don't know. I'm just making a guess here, all right? That's my guess. I'm just, like I said, no filters this year. Last year, I couldn't say that, but I don't think this horse is going to be running. I just don't see Becker having Rattana on the horse. So I'm looking at this one with Dandy Gal, followed by Purging the Stone. Why not? Purging the Stone, that's the best horse this camp's got here. Jerry Hammond and Uriel Lopez. Uriel Lopez always has rode this horse since last year, May 03. So, not last year, May 16th. 16th. 2016. What the hell am I saying? 2016. May 3 was the time that all the way till now. I mean, Purging the Stone. But Purging the Stone is putting on some age here, and I don't know if it could take on this Dandy Gal. So I got the 6-horse followed by the 3. But if this 4 does run, I'll go with a 6-4-3. I don't care. I'll have the Perfecta here. Not the Perfecta. Perfecta is like dog racing. I said Perfecta. It's supposed to be Exacta. Exacta. Yeah, I haven't used that word Perfecta in a long time. So in any case, the Exacta here, if the 4 runs, we've got a 6-4. If the 4 doesn't run, we've got a 6-3. And like I said, WW Cookie Monster, I think, is going to be scratched. That's my opinion. All right? So moving on to race number 8. Race number 8, my friends. It's our finale. And it's at 4:30, and they're getting you set up for the big Kentucky Derby that I'm going to give you my Kentucky Derby play too, by the way. It's Jono's big plays this weekend. Jono's jumping right back on the Smart Alex's Posse. Smart Alex's Posse, and that is number two. And last time out, ran a respectable second. I just think Smart Alex Posse gets the job done here, and that is Jerry Hammond with Uriel Lopez. I know they're going to lose I think that they'll lose that last race, but they'll come back here and they'll win this one here with Smart Alex's Posse. Jerry Hammond at the helm. No, he's not at the helm. He's the trainer. Uriel Lopez is the one that's going to be on the horse. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see Jerry on a horse. Jerry's pretty old. Jerry will fall. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
And sometimes I just feel like you're not listening to me.
Oh, I'm listening.
I get lonely here, Brian.
But I'm right here.
I'm telling you, yeah, I know you're right here, but I'm talking like I'm by myself. It's like Weekend at Bernie's or Weekend with Bernie or something, you know?
True, but, I mean, let's face it, I'm not exactly your demographic for this show.
Oh, come on, Brian, don't sell yourself short. I mean, you got the horse racing shirt on.
That is true. I'm ready to go already.
Yeah. Matter of fact, have you ever went to the track?
I've never been to the track, actually. You said you were going to take me one day, and then you've yet to do so.
I'm not going to hold your hand, take it to track, for God's sake, man.
No. I need you to show me the ropes. That's all.
All you got to do is listen to the show like we give out to all our people out there. I mean, I don't make it difficult on the show, do I?
No, of course not. I know what you're saying. It's just that I have no context because I've never been there to actually see it.
And one more thing, folks, like my man Brian out there, you guys get in line. Make your plays before... I mean, have it wrote down or something, okay? Don't go up there with the teller and have a conversation. Don't have a confession with the teller out there because you're slowing everyone down, all right? That's a no-no. You piss people off that way. Get up there, know what you're going to call, and call it and get the hell out of the line. That's all. Because the lines are going to be backed up, and I know if you wait the last 2-3 minutes, you're going to get screwed, all right? So, folks... make your play early, get up there and write your shit down, and you'll make a great play. That's what it's all about. Even if you don't, you're not going to hold people up, and they're going to get their bets in. All right? So anyway, let's move on here. We got Smart Alice's Posse, the 7-2 horse, Jerry Hammond with Uriel Lopez. And then we're moving on to... which one do I have down here? Well, I got Gonzo. I got Gonzo here, and I've got Georgie, my boy. So it's one of these two, but you know what? I just can't throw this one out here either. Where's this one? I like Two Dim. I like Two Dim, and that's Teddy Randazzo. When Teddy gets a hold of a horse, man, I mean, he focuses, and he may have this one with war paint on, and... you know what? Screw the other two horses. I'm going with Two Dim as my second place horse, followed by, then we're going to go with that Gonzo stuff here. The Gonzo at 9-2, and that Charlie Walker with Javier Diego and Georgie, my boy. Basically, I'm giving you guys a superfecta now. All right? So we've got a 2, 3, 4, and we got the 7. All right, just box all of them. And Teddy Randazzo with Molina. Again, I got to tell you guys, I like Molina. I think Molina and Baylon's getting some really live rides too. So I think it's going to be this year, Molina and Baylon going after each other. So it's going to be a cool, all in a good way. All in a good way. There's no hostility here. There's no WWF wrestling here. But I'm telling you right now, I think these two are going to be leading Fairmount Park this year. So I like Two Dim by Teddy Randazzo with Juan Molina. All right? So that's our racing for Fairmount Park. All right, my friends, let's move on to the Kentucky Derby. All right? Kentucky Derby. And I got 5 horses here. All right, I got 5 horses, and I'm going to give you my least to my best. All right, that's the way I'm going to move this up here. And my least, I got to tell you, I'm not sold on Omaha Beach. I got Omaha Beach. If you guys want a box, which you will, throw Omaha Beach in there, which you probably will anyway. And then I'm going with the 14 horse here, and that's win-win-win. And that's Julian Pimentel. Pimentel. That's what I got. But before we do that, why don't I give you guys the Omaha Beach. Omaha Beach, and that's a Mandela horse with Mike Smith. Mike Smith known to win the Kentucky Derby. I'm not taking anything away from Omaha Beach. I got it, all right? The horse should do good. But you know what? I'm still not sold on it. I just haven't bought into it yet, all right? That's what I got. And that's the 12 horse, all right? 12 horse, the 12 is, like I said, we're moving to from the least to my favorite. Then I'm moving on to 14 horse, and that's win, 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 and that's Trombetta with Julian Pimentel. Pimentel. That was easy. What the hell am I doing? All right, this horse likes to come back from behind, and that's what I'm looking for at Fairmont, not at Fairmont Park, but at the Kentucky Derby. I like horses. You don't want to get into a big spinning match at the front when this whole Kentucky Derby starts off, because those are the ones that fade. You want the horses coming out with a lot of heart, with a lot of air, and I'm telling you right now, win has got all the potential to do that here, all right? The thing that I don't really care for here, Ortiz was on this horse, bringing it from behind. When win with Pimentel, well, this horse liked to go out to the front. You don't want to go out to the front here, my friend, because you will get baked, all right? You don't stand the front throughout at the Kentucky Derby. So I got the 14th coming in the four spot. My 16 horse here is the game winner. I like game winner here. And game winner is Rosario. He's at the helm with Bob Baffert. Bob Baffert, you've heard of this guy. I mean, yeah, of course you have. Bob Baffert is the man, and I think game winner will have a say-so in this. And I've got game winner in my third spot. All right. So the horse, solid. That's what I like about this horse. He's solid in the 100 buyers rating. Okay, so what? Game winner, I got win, and then I got game winner. All right, and that's a Bob Baffert horse in the 16 hole. And then we're going to number 11. Number 11 is Haykal. And this one's a 30-1 horse here, Brian. I got a 30-1 horse here, buddy. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
I like this horse. I like how it comes back. Every race this horse is running, it's come back from behind. He's a stalker. This is the type of horse I'm looking for. At 30-1, my friends, I'm jumping on board Haykal. All right. Yeah. Laugh at me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be laughing when I'm cashing that ticket here. That's what I'm talking about. And that's the 11 horse with Haykal. Then my top horse for the Derby. Do I have kind of like a drum beat or anything? Do we have anything? Any sound effects there?
Not right off the bat.
Well, why the hell don't I get a sound effect? I heard other shows having sound effects. Well, for love of God, Brian, can't you give me a sound effect?
Yeah, next show I will get you some sound effects.
Yeah, give me some horns and shit. You know,
I mean,
what do you got? Anything?
Let me try and find it.
All right. Well, as you're doing that, I'm moving on to my top horse, and my top horse here. It's got to be Improbable. Improbable. That's who I got here. I got Improbable, the 5 horse. That's who I'm taking as my horse here. I know. He's lost to Omaha Beach. He's lost to Long Range Toddy. But you know what? I like Improbable in the spot. I like the hole it's in. I like, basically, my friends, you may want to key the 5 or you may want to key the 11 with some horses. I know. Again, it's a 30-1 horse on the 11 with Haykal. But I like Improbable here, and Improbable should go to maybe 6-1. So 6-1, 8-1. It's morning line is 6-1. So it may even jump to 10-1. But I don't think Improbable is a bad play here. I like the 5 horse here on top. Or if you just want to play 15 across or something like that on the 11, do that too. There's a better payoff, I'll tell you that. I mean, I hate to give you guys Haykal and my other horses don't come in. So, you know, so if you guys just want to play one horse here, I would take the 30-1 here Haykal. That's what I'm doing. All right. That's our show for this week, my friends. Thank you so much, Brian.
No problem.
Bring some damn sound effects.
I'll get you some sound effects. Okay. I mean, I got some random ones here. I don't know what they do. So if I just hit it, if I just hit a
random one, just give me a random one.
Here's a random one.
Hang on. Before you do it, this will indicate the 11 horse, what it does.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we go. How beautiful. People clapping, cheering. That was awesome. Did you really know that or what?
Nope. Completely random. Just hit a random button and that's what popped out.
How cool is that? Is that an omen, people? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a mojo waiting to happen. And that's the 11-horse Heichel. All right, my friends, from Jono and Brian, we're out of here. Keep cashing those winning tickets. And again, don't slow the damn lines down. Get your numbers straight. Get your shit together before you enter that long line, because you know what? You're only holding up the line, all right? Everyone knows what they're going to play. Play it and then get the hell out of the line. That's all there is to it, all right? Thank you so much, Brian, and keep cashing those winning tickets, my friends. Take care.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.